This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra in a grand ceremony at Mumbai's Azad Maidan today. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Fadnavis in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President J.P. Nadda and over 2,000 other dignitaries and close to 40,000 supporters. Resting all speculations, Shiv Sena Chief Eknath Shinde took oath as Deputy Chief Minister. NCP Chief Ajit Pawar was also sworn in as Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra. This is the third time that Mr. Fadnavis has been sworn in as Chief Minister, while Mr. Pawar has been appointed as Deputy Chief Minister for the sixth time. Maharashtra's cabinet can be expanded to 43 portfolios, and accordingly, the swearing-in ceremony of ministers and ministers of state is likely to be scheduled next week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Devendra Fadnavis on taking oath as Chief Minister of Maharashtra and Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar on taking oath as the Deputy Chief Ministers of the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi assured all possible support from the centre in furthering development in the state. Today's grand ceremony was attended by Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and Piyush Goyal, along with Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of NDA-ruled states. Numerous celebrities from Bollywood, including Salman Khan and Madhuri Dixit, industrialist Kumar Mangalam Birla and Mukesh Ambani, and cricket icon Sachin Tendulkar were also in attendance for the grand ceremony. The Parliament has given its nod to the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024, with the Rajya Sabha passing it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. The bill empowers the central government to make rules regulating the design, manufacture, maintenance, sale, export or import of any aircraft and to secure the safety of aircraft operations. The bill is also aimed at empowering the government to make rules for the investigation of any air accident or incident. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu said, "Government is committed to take the aviation sector to another level and aims to make the country an aviation hub." Participating in the discussion, Shambhu Sharan Patel of BJP said, "Lot of development has taken place in the aviation sector." He said the number of airports in the country in 2014 was 74, which has increased to 157 in 2024. Sulata Deo of BJD demanded action against dynamic costs of air travel. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the judiciary to focus on giving justice rather than punishment. The president was speaking after inaugurating the new court complex at Bhuvaneshwar in Odisha this evening. The president also called upon the legal fraternity to stop the culture of adjournment as it causes unnecessary problems to the poor people. She said the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita has ended the colonial judiciary system in the country, bringing an end to the Indian Penal Code. And the main aim behind this is to make the people fearless towards police and courts. She said fear has no place in independent India and courts, police stations and government offices must ensure a friendly atmosphere for the common people. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi admired Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk's vision for Bhutan's progress and regional development. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, today successfully launched the European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft, marking a significant milestone in international space collaboration and solar research technology. The Supreme Court has allowed the Commission for Air Quality Management to relax the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP Stage 4 restrictions in Delhi to GRAP Stage 2. This decision comes in response to the recent improvement in the Air Quality Index, AQI, which has shown a consistent downward trend. And that is the end of this news bulletin.